Well, the trade war is heating up, they say, on Wall Street. You had Gary Cohen, Goldman Sachs banker, who was the Guardian, the left, loved this guy. They say he's the only adult in the room type of attitude with this. This is a guy that was given a Goldman Sachs parachute. I think it's something like $265 million to leave Goldman Sachs so he could represent Wall Street, the big banks, and globalism in the Trump administration. So good riddance. Bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Gary. Glad to see him go. And, of course, the final straw was the fact that Trump was actually going to stand up for economic nationalism. Now, there's a debate on the right about this as well. You know, interesting thing is there are some Democrats who are running for re-election in the Rust Belt. Why do we call it the Rust Belt? Well, because it has been eviscerated by the removal of our manufacturing jobs to China. And those senators who are running in Ohio and Pennsylvania and elsewhere are saying, oh, this is a good deal. They're Democrats. They're Democrats. Yet the Republicans who are there doctrinarily supporting open free trade, despite the results that we've seen. Look, I understand free trade in theory. I understand open borders in theory. We have to look at what has actually happened with these things, though, because as long as there's some other things involved, the theories don't work. You know, when you set up a model in engineering, one of the things we learned was you create a model and you have to strip away some real world aspects of this. There may be friction losses or some small internal things that are going to alter your results. But in a perfectly pure world where you don't have real effects, you know, you can make a pretty good mathematical model of what's going to go, what's going to be happening, especially if those effects are pretty small. But when you start to look at open borders and you start to say, well, I think people should be able to come and go as they please. And that has worked in the past for America. All the people want to say America was built as a nation of immigrants. Well, that was a nation of immigrants who came here without any social safety net. They came here without any welfare benefits. They came here without any massive government expenditures on education. They did it themselves. They wanted freedom. And when you have a welfare state, a massive welfare state, offering generous benefits, I mean, one of the key pushers of open borders has been the university systems throughout the country. They want students to come here so badly that they give them in-state tuition that they don't give to American students. But they tell the foreign students, you come in here, we'll give you in-state tuition anywhere you want to go. Just come in here as illegals, and we'll get the funding. We'll get that funding with federal matching funds and so forth. They're selling you out. They're selling out the taxpayers. And you can't have a very generous welfare state and open borders. It just doesn't work. The Democrats know that. A couple of Democrats created a proposal, Cloward and Piven. And they said, we can use the welfare state and open borders to destroy the country and then build the socialist utopia that we always wanted to build. So before they can build their socialist utopia, they have to destroy the system that we have now. And they're pretty well on the way to doing that. And so, yes, in theory, I don't want the government telling me where I can go. I don't want them telling me when and how I can travel. That's why we're talking about smart cities. We're talking about driverless cars, which I would call ownerless cars. Turning you into a renter, controlling, taxing, tracking every movement that you make, something that'll be owned by the large corporations, as the cities will be owned by the large corporations. Start talking about that yesterday. The idea that even the Guardian is waking up to the idea that, hey, this is being actually run not by governments, which the Guardian loves because they're socialists. This is being run by big corporations like Google or Bill Gates or IBM. These are the people who are grabbing the data. And they're going to be owning the cities. So we're going to take a look at this debate going on between the economic nationalists and the open trade advocates. An interesting point of conflict here is Rand Paul. We're going to play his clips, and we're going to play President Trump's clips when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Yeah. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the broadcast today. We had a primary in Texas. We're going to talk about the results of that later because it has national implications. It's the first primary in the country. And we've been hearing all week about how the Democrats had had record turnout in the early voting because that's when they show up. I went to vote yesterday and they had two tables, one for registered Democrats, one for registered Republicans. There was absolutely nobody at the There was a long line of Republicans. There was absolutely nobody at the Democrat table. So we'll tell you how the actual results turned out when we come back. But let's talk about something that is of international importance first, and that is the trade tariffs. There's been a lot of back and forth on this. Let's get video six ready of what Rand Paul said, because, you know, the guy who left in the spat here felt like his voice was not being listened to. Was Gary Cohen, a Goldman Sachs, Democrat, globalist. That's the way the Guardian describes him. And they like him for all of those reasons. I disliked him for all of those reasons. And I'm glad to see him go. As a matter of fact, Dina Habib Powell, another Goldman Sachs person, bailed just recently as well. Went back to Wall Street or wherever she crawled out of. Glad to see these people leaving. Very concerned to see so many Goldman Sachs bankers in the White House. Very glad to see them leaving. Glad to see that they lost the debate. He was very, very angry, evidently, in the debate. As the Guardian puts it, oh, this is a Wild West debate. And, of course, President Trump wouldn't listen to any reason. Well, he's standing by what he said he was going to do, and I'm glad to see that he's doing that. And one of the things I think that is interesting in this debate, and we've got a couple of clips here from Rand Paul. The first one, he talks about the need to audit the Fed. And in the second one, he says the United States will lose in a trade war. And I want to play both of those and comment on those in the context of this war on trade that has already developed in the White House. And the first casualty has been Gary Cohen. Because he lost to President Trump. But here's what Rand Paul says about auditing the Fed.
This week, I will attempt to get the Senate to deal with an important and often overlooked issue, the Federal Reserve. My audit the Fed bill will bring transparency and accountability to this secretive agency. This audit is necessary because the Fed has a tremendous impact on our economy and yet has operated without enough congressional oversight. Failures of the Fed include the housing bubble and the ensuing financial crash. We can't keep printing money with no consequences. We can't keep interest rates artificially above or below the market to suit the needs of Wall Street. And we can't keep allowing the devaluation of our dollar. These are all consequences of actions by the Federal Reserve. Congress is constitutionally in charge of monetary policy. But much like in other areas, they've abdicated their responsibilities. I'll offer audit the Fed as an amendment this week to reclaim our authority and rein in an out-of-control Federal Reserve.
Absolutely right. And I hope that President Trump supports that. President Trump talked about auditing the Fed when he was running as a candidate. We need to understand what this private central bank is doing to manipulate the economy. And as you heard Rand Paul, we all know, they manipulated the market, especially the real estate market, to create a bubble, taking interest rates down, leaving them there for a very long time during Democrat administrations, then raising them a quarter every quarter until Greenspan popped that bubble. And now they're doing the same thing. As soon as President Trump got into office, after leaving the interest rates very, very low for a very long time during Obama's administration, trying to breathe some life into the economy that he was strangling with taxes and regulations, it didn't work. Didn't work. Basically, the economy was flatlining. As soon as President Trump got in and said, I'm going to cut regulations, I'm going to cut taxes immediately, the economy started picking up again. Because people knew that that was going to create economic growth, not only in their lives, but for the life of the economy. And so for over a year before they passed the tax cuts, just the expectations of tax cuts were huge. And now they're starting that same process again. We need to know what the Federal Reserve is doing. Most people in this country still don't know that the Federal Reserve is even private. They think it's a government organization. The fact that we are not even allowed to know what they do should give us a great deal of pause. It gave me a great deal of pause to see that somebody like Hamdi Ulukaya, who was brought over here by these people and set up in business, given nearly $1 million to open a yogurt factory, Chobani Yogurt. I guess we should call it Kobani Yogurt, which is where the pronunciation of a major city. Maybe that's what he was harking back to where he comes from in Kurdistan. Anyway, gave him about $1 million, set him up in business, put him in the New York Fed, which is the key policymaking body. This is a guy who, when Lee Stranahan contacted his PR people and said, can I ask you, is he an American citizen now? Because he's on the New York Fed board. No comment. No comment from them. Isn't that interesting? But, of course, he was also given by the Obamas essentially a monopoly on yogurt that they were pushing everybody as part of the school lunch program. A lot of questions about that. And he's been pushing the open borders and the mass migration, bringing people in and saying, you know, we don't really have any good workers here in America. I need to bring people in from other places so they can make my yogurt. Well, go ahead and make your yogurt. I won't be buying it. But that is the kind of shady stuff that we need to have some auditing on. Who are these people? Where do they come from? How do they make their decisions? How come they have control over our economy like they do? You know, I remember a friend of mine who had a brother-in-law who was a bank manager. And we were talking about the Fed. I was talking about the Fed, and my friend, he goes, well, my brother is a bank manager. I said, oh, really? Yeah, what do you think about the Fed? They have absolutely no influence on anything. They just clear checks, is what he said. And I thought, wow, the profound ignorance that exists here in America. When a guy who's a bank manager doesn't understand that if you can set interest rates, if you can control the quantity of dollars floating around, I mean, I don't know if this guy ever even took Keynesian macroeconomics, which for the most part is a load of baloney, but you need to at least know what they're telling everybody. You know, all the rules that apply to you as an individual or apply to your family or apply to your business, those are just microeconomics. But when we get to things that are really, really big, they all operate under a different set of rules, and we call that macroeconomics. And even though it may sound like total Alice in Wonderland fantasy stuff to you, oh, this is just money that we just print and it just goes in circulation, we don't have to worry about the debt. And the debt is all owned by us. No, it's not. It's owned by the Chinese, the Saudis, a lot of other people, not just by Americans. And to say that the rules of budgets don't matter because it's so big, I mean, that's kind of like, that's Looney Tunes physics, folks. Yeah. This rock here, that could crush you. But if we get a giant mountain, that's not going to be a problem. It's not going to crush you. So they gave us a mountain of debt. They have devalued the currency in slightly over 100 years. They've devalued it by slightly more than 99%. Essentially taking away the value of your work, your wealth. You have to store it in something. That's why we're seeing cryptocurrencies come up. But auditing the Fed, very important. And it's also important to understand, as we look at Gary Cohen, the Goldman Sachs banker, We need to understand that it's not just the Fed. They work with Goldman Sachs and these banks that are too big to fail, too big to jail. It is a revolving door, folks. And the Fed is one very, very important part of that, but not the only part of that. And so I want to play what Rand Paul has to say about the trade war. But we're going to do that when we come back because we've only got just a little bit of time here. Rand Paul says the United States will lose in a trade war. I disagree with him on this, quite frankly. I think we haven't reached the point of no return. I think we need to say we've got enough energy. We've got enough manpower. We actually do have good people in this country. We don't have to have slave labor from other places. I agree with Thomas Jefferson. He was pretty much a libertarian. He said in his second inauguration, we have eliminated all internal taxations and we support the entire federal government just on import taxes alone. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients.
xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So is it time for a world war? A world trade war? That's what people in the from Goldman Sachs and the Republicans are saying, even though Gary Cohen is a Goldman Sachs banker, Democrat, he's sounding like many in the Republican Party. And Rand Paul is very concerned about a trade war. We had the hashtag over the weekend when President Trump said he was going to protect the steel and aluminum industries with tariffs. There was a trending Twitter hashtag called Tariff Tirade or Tantrum. Tariff Tantrum, I think it was, yeah. So, actually, I think the people who are throwing the tantrum are the people on the losing end, people like Gary Cohen, who are heading out. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. Let's hear what Rand Paul has to say. He says the U.S. will lose in a trade war. Let's play that clip.
Well, okay, the interesting thing is the inspector generals are really separate. They report unto themselves. They don't really report to anybody within the department. Ultimately, report to the top of government. But the investigator generals do a pretty good job in government at rooting out not only waste but malfeasance and fraud. And this particular investigator general Horowitz is the one who found the text messages
you're right about that. We're going to remember that as we go through. But I think 99% of the cases that have gone to the FISA court have been approved, right? Going back to 1978. What's the 1% of cases that were not approved?
That's another issue, and that's why I still am for FISA reform. And I'm disappointed that a lot of this debate began after we finished the debate in Congress on reform. So yes, I think that nobody in law enforcement should be looking at Americans' information without first getting a warrant. That's what I fought for, and we were very close to winning that battle and getting the bill and getting reform for FISA, but we didn't quite get there. And then the Nunes memo came out the day after we finished talking about reform. But I've talked to the president about this, and I think we should bring back up FISA reform, and we should institute a warrant requirement so people like Strzok and Page, who are horribly biased against the president, so they can't be snooping on and looking through information without the permission of a court.
I have two more topics quickly. On the tariffs issue now, it's starting to divide the Republican Party. Paul Ryan says it will slow down economic growth, and it may snuff out the gains Republicans have garnered over tax reform. What's your view of that?
Well, it's important for everybody to remember that a tariff is a tax, and typically Republicans, conservatives have not been for more taxes. So I'm against new tariffs. They're simply a tax on the consumer.
Is the president right or wrong on this, do you think, Senator?
I think it's the wrong thing to do. If you look at steel use in our country, there are 60 people purchasing steel for every person making steel in the country. So there's a lot of people who purchase steel that are going to be hurt by this. My state alone exports $20 billion worth of products, including a lot of farm agricultural products. And if there's a trade war, we stand to lose in a big way. And really, the United States will lose in a trade war.
All right. There you heard Rand Paul talking first about FISA and the fact that we ought to have specific warrants. He's absolutely right about that. I totally agree with Rand Paul on the FISA warrants and on liberty issues in general. You talked about auditing the Fed. We played that clip in the previous segment. But when we start talking about economic nationalism, I disagree. I agree with President Trump on this. And let me tell you why. When they talk about, will it wipe out the gains of the massive tax cuts that we just had running through? Think about it this way. What we're doing is we're changing the tax structure. I would prefer to see a system like Thomas Jefferson talked about. As I quoted just before we went to the break. He said at the beginning of his second term, at his inaugural address for his second term, he said, we have eliminated useless offices. And of course, they didn't have half dozen or more, actually more than half a dozen. I don't know. It was seven when Obama had seven wars that Obama was engaged in. I don't know how many more wars we're engaged in now because we're not even allowed to know. We got stuff going on in Nigeria, got stuff going on in Yemen, so forth. So maybe we're up to like 9 at least now, because we haven't left anywhere to come home and protect our borders, our country. No, we're engaged in this kind of neocolonialism for the globalists still and enlarging that. So I disagree with that. But I don't like those kind of wars. But if we're going to have a war, let's have a war over economic issues for the survival, the long-term survival of our country. And what Thomas Jefferson said was, he said, we had eliminated all internal taxation, all internal taxation. No farmer, no laborer, no mechanic knew a tax man, he said. And they had a government, a federal government, that was so small, it would fit inside the Constitution. And they didn't have to have any taxes other than import taxes. And the United States was a free trade zone internally. And it was, that had no federal taxes whatsoever. I agree that taxes are bad. I want to minimize taxes. I want to minimize what the government is doing. And in many places, President Trump is adding more government, more expenditures, and so forth. I don't agree with that. But I think it is a move in the right direction. I'd like to see the IRS just go away, but that's not going to happen. I'd like to not only end the Fed, I'd like to end the IRS, but that isn't going to happen. But if we can minimize that and start to replace the internal income taxes with tariffs that will not affect people internally in the country. And I understand that if other countries retaliate, because they say, wait a minute, you're raising the prices on the products that we sell you, we're going to raise the prices on the products you sell us. It's not clear who's going to win that war. But let me tell you something. That war has already started. That ship has already sailed. The first shot in the worldwide trade war already started. And it didn't start when President Trump started talking about steel and aluminum tariffs. Let me tell you when that trade war started. This is an article that's a couple of weeks old from the New American. And they point out that it started when we cut our income taxes. We didn't do anything to trade. And yet the European Union and others were saying that cutting our own taxes by that much was a breach of the World Trade Organization. And they were going to use the WTO to get even with us. So let me tell you something. The first shot in the trade war was not shot by us. It was fired by the European Union. It was fired by the World Trade Organization, saying we're going to punish Americans because they've decided, the federal government has decided, they're not going to punish their citizens as much as we punish our citizens, and it's going to be an unfair advantage for them. And now we're going to have another advantage. We're going to take away some of the criminal abuses by China and others. But it's not just that. President Trump is using this as a weapon to get a better deal with NAFTA. NAFTA is a horrible deal. I don't know. I mean, we've got establishment Republicans and Democrats who support NAFTA, but then we've got many Republicans and Democrats who stand with the people who understand how NAFTA has eviscerated our country. And again, going back to the 1992 election, one of the big issues was NAFTA. You had both George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton pushing for NAFTA. And of course, either one of them would put it in. It was just like when we had Obamacare. We were going to get Obamacare one way or the other from the establishment, regardless of whether it was Mitt Romney or whether it was Barack Obama. They were still going to push that in. The 2012 elections, it was still going to be a given. And the same thing was there with NAFTA. The establishment was going to ram NAFTA down our throat. We'd had a rough parity with Mexico. As soon as it passed, we had a $17 billion trade deficit, never got lower. Went up over $70 billion recently. And we can talk about the millions of jobs that were lost. We'll be right back.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know the chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Well, so I've been playing quotes from Rand Paul saying we need to audit the Fed. We need to make sure we got search warrants and not these general warrants that are being issued that are unconstitutional from FISA. But then also an interview saying, hey, we're about to start a trade war with these tariffs. And on that issue, I disagree with Rand Paul because a trade war was already declared by the European Union. And let's go back to the point where the Trump tax cuts went through. We had officials from the European Union. And as the New American points out, its formerly sovereign member states were also there plotting to punish the United States by using the World Trade Organization. The Europeans are upset that we got tax cuts pushed through. They said they claim this is a violation of the WTO rules and because it would result in businesses and capital fleeing from the European welfare states. Of course it would. And I think that this is, if we're going to have a war, and it looks like we are, it's going to be a war between the globalists and the nationalists. It's breaking out in Europe. You got, look at the Italian elections. Is that going to result in an exit by Italy? That's what a lot of people are saying. There's certainly, problems within each of the formerly sovereign European states. As they say, maybe we would like to be sovereign again. And you have a massive rise of people who want to take their sovereignty back, take it back away from the European Union for a variety of reasons. Economic reasons is one of the key reasons that they want their sovereignty back. But you got a coalition, as I point out in the New American article, of big government-loving politicians and bureaucrats claiming that low taxes that attract capital investment are a breach of the World Trade Organization's agreements and are, quote-unquote, illegal under international law. See, the globalists have their own trade law, and you're not allowed to do anything about it. This is why they hate President Trump so much and why we love him so much. So you got a French finance minister, and he says, we are of the view that the new system of Trump tax cuts might be contrary to World Trade Organization rules, and if that's the case, he said, every option will be on the table. So this is something that's already started, that already declared war on the United States. And as we look at these articles, and as they label Trump and the movement populist, I don't like to use that label. We have to be very careful about which labels we allow them to put on us. That's the way they always win arguments, is with the terms that they pick. They chose populism because populism has historically been associated with nationalist fascism and authoritarianism and a worship of a cult leader and so forth. That's why I prefer the term economic nationalism. Economic nationalism. That's what we're talking about here. I don't like any of those other aspects of populism, and I don't want to embrace that or use that as a label. That is basically handing a weapon to these people to use against us in a debate. So let's talk about this. As we started out, Rand Paul saying, let's audit the Fed. Yes, let's audit the Fed. But let's also undo some of the damage that has been done by the entire banking industry that has allied with the Federal Reserve. Rand Paul correctly pointed out that the Federal Reserve had created a real estate bubble, a stock market bubble, then burst it. Now they're ready to do the same thing again. They're always manipulating us. We need to know what they're doing. And the fact that we can't even audit them, that Congress cannot even audit them, that might start to wake some people up to realize that they're not controlled by the government. The government has no control over the Federal Reserve. And if we can't even know what they're doing, if everything that they do is hidden from us, you might get the idea that they are independent. They love to talk about their independence. They think that that's a wonderful thing. They brag about it. Well, they're independently wealthy, and they're independently manipulating stock markets, real estate markets, and so forth. They know what is going on. Should somebody take a look at the Federal Reserve and see if they're doing insider trading? You think they are? I wonder. Gee, I really, really wonder. You know that Congress is allowed to do insider trading. They got called on it, and Nancy Pelosi got embarrassed about it. You know, it wasn't just crumbs that Nancy Pelosi was making from her insider trading. So they passed the so-called Stock Act. And then when nobody was looking, about 6 months later, they eviscerated that so that they and their staff could continue to do insider trading. They know which industries they're going to put regulations on to harm, which industries they're going to help, even which individual companies they're going to help and harm. And they can trade on that information in advance of the regulations, before anybody else knows about it. It's the worst kind of insider trading, except the Federal Reserve, which can do the same thing. As a matter of fact, Charles Lindbergh's father, who was a senator, said exactly that would happen. And it did happen, and it's been happening. So let's take a look at these bankers. I mean, how about, when we look at the control of the globalist bankers here, I'm glad to see that Gary Cohen, who previously, remember when he came into the Trump administration, he got a Goldman parachute. $285 million. I said earlier, what was it, about 260, 65? No, it's $285 million. Goldman Sachs reported that he was leaving with more than $100 million, but in a separate filing by Cohen himself, it showed that it was actually more than $285 million. It was cash and stock awards and so forth. The stock would have normally been tied up for several years, but Goldman said it was going to accelerate the payout so that Cohen could sever his ties with Goldman Sachs and become director of the National Economic Council and the Trump administration. So they wanted this very badly. He was their guy on the inside. And many of us have been very concerned about how much influence they had. You know, you look at this, and President Trump puts all these people in the cabinet who are adamantly opposed to the policies that he ran on, people like Gary Cohen and so forth. And look at this and say, are they going to be able to switch him? Well, not in this particular case, they didn't. And so he's finally left because he couldn't win the argument on protecting our steel and aluminum industries. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, President Trump, you can look at this and say, well, he wants to have his enemies closer to him than he does his friends. That is a strategy of political strategy that people use. Also wanting to know how the opposition is going to be coming at him. But he still did it. He still did the right thing. And we have Gary Cohen resigning as Trump's top economic advisor, free trade advocate, as they refer to him at CNBC. And evidently, from what people have said, there was a quite heated argument over whether or not there was going to be protection of steel and aluminum industries, or if we're going to continue to go down the path to economic ruin. You know, when we talk about all this, as I said before, we can talk about free trade in theory. And I'm all for free trade in theory. I'm all for absolutely no taxes in theory. But if you're going to have government, even at the constitutional level that Thomas Jefferson did, you got to fund it at some, in some way. So where is the, where's the area that's going to do the least amount of damage to the American people? And I think that area is to have taxes on goods that are coming into our country from other countries. I totally agree with that. We also still have, as people are looking at this, there's also an imbalance in the sense that in European countries where they put a VAT tax on their goods, when they sell them into the United States, those taxes, those internal taxes are removed. But not for us. Because if we have somebody who's manufacturing something in the United States, they get the internal taxes of the federal government and the state governments, and then those taxes remain on the product as it travels abroad and tries to compete in those other markets. So we already have government hampering American business for export. So the least they can do is to try to take away some of the unfair trade practices of China and the European Union. The New York Times says Gary Cohen's decision to leave came after he seemed poised to lose an internal struggle amid a Wild West-style process. So always portraying Gary Cohen as the adult in the room and President Trump as the cowboy in the room. Well, to some of us, cowboys aren't a bad thing. Some of us like the Wild West. So you might want to come up with a different pejorative term for that. He lost. He's on his way out. And as The Guardian says, the experienced Democrat was a singular figure in Trump's White House. Good. Goodbye. And we're going to hear from President Trump on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more.
regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients. But our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
As I've said many times, there were three things that President Trump needed to get done. And he was on the right side of these three issues in order to save America and to save our world from global governance. Because combined with Brexit, combined with these other elections that we see in Europe, the desire of people to have control over their lives instead of surrendering it to a distant, in many cases, supranational governance. Things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership, those types of things. Subjecting our economy and our trade to an unelected group of individuals, unaccountable to us. And basically that's what we're seeing here with the Goldman Sachs bankers, the central banks, and the World Trade Organization, which have already declared war, a trade war, on the United States after the tax cuts. We've talked about this before, how angry they were. That was all the talk of Davos. How do we get Trump? How do we stop this? It's unfair. You're cutting the tax burden on your corporations, your citizens. That's unfair. It's going to cause economic flight and productive flight away from the Euro-socialist or the Marxist that are running supranational government. But it was also important for him to get out of the Paris Climate Treaty, because not only was that a tool of economic control, a tool that could be used to shut down our energy production and many other industries and manipulate our economy and give an unfair advantage to India and to China. That was really the purpose of the Paris Climate Treaty. Many environmentalists who believe in global warming will tell you that. They'll say it had absolutely nothing to do with global warming. How could it affect global warming if the dirtiest producers of energy, China and India, were going to be allowed to continue to produce very dirty coal plants well into the future, continue to build that. Incredibly dirty coal plants. I mean, we're talking about global climate change here, right? But it only counts if it's done by America or by the West. So it's very important to get out of that as well. Equally important, and perhaps the most important issue, and the key issue of the election, of course, was the border. And I'm very disappointed so far in what President Trump has done or not done. He's taken a very passive action saying, I want to try to do some things, but the judiciary says I can't do it. I've got a federal judge somewhere in California or New York, and we'll find one somewhere at some lower level that will tell me I can't do anything. Or I've got to wait for the Congress to pass something, give me permission. Fund it out of the military budget. If we can't defend our borders, then our Defense Department is useless. Useless. And I just recounted yesterday how arbitrarily the Defense Department said $16 billion. We don't need to get that from these other countries. They go out and operate. The Pentagon operates, of course, as an arms dealer and gets a handsome commission for the arms that they sell to foreign governments. They come in, they do an assessment, they say, well, you need to buy this, this, and this, and this, and you need to buy it from us. And we'll negotiate a price for you, and we'll take a commission. And then, according to law, these countries are supposed to pay a one-time fee that is supposed to cover the research and development costs that have been paid by the American consumer. And the Pentagon said, $16 billion? Yeah, you don't need to pay that. Just forget about it. Just forget about it. We'll put it on the taxpayers here in America. No problem. Trump is asking for $18 billion for the wall. The Pentagon just wrote off $16 billion to foreign countries. And you tell me that they can't protect the border? That's an outrage. It's an outrage that they would do that. It's an outrage that we have a record black budget for Defense Department and everything, up to $81 billion. We're not even allowed to know what's in there. I don't like the idea of that. I like transparency. I think we need to know what's going on. They won't even give us line items as to what this is about. $81 billion. Can't get $18 billion for a wall. And on and on. We can talk about foreign aid, foreign military aid to Israel and other people. Far more than it would cost to defend our borders with a wall or with troops at the border that we could bring home from the 8 or 9 or more wars that we're currently involved in. Bring them home, protect our border. There is a real war going on in Mexico. We can talk about its origins, the drug war that we started. That's an outrage as well. But the reality is that we have created these very dangerous drug cartels. Even if we were to end the drug war, that would not end the drug cartels. They are now a very, very strong power, perhaps stronger than the government of Mexico. And they will do whatever they have to do to keep going, whatever kind of black market. So you end the drug war, they'll get into prostitution, human trafficking. But nevertheless, let's get back to the economic issues here. Gary Cohen, says The Guardian, was an experienced Democrat, a singular figure in the Trump White House. They just love him. They say he harbored strong objections to the president's leadership. And remember last summer, they said he drafted a letter of resignation after the president blamed both sides of the racist violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. See, you can't have, he's a Democrat. So you can't not, if you're a Democrat, you cannot blame violent radical communists. No, no, no. They're not to blame. It's those right-wing racists on the other side. President Trump is right. They're both to blame. But you can never do that. Just like McMaster can never blame the violent radical jihadis. They cannot be named, cannot be blamed. He's another one I can't wait to see go. H.R. McMaster, he needs to get out of there. But as The Guardian says, Cohen, they just loved him. He was a registered Democrat in a Republican administration, a top professional in a crowd of family members and first-timers, and a globalist who resisted the president's strong protectionist urges. Everybody can agree on that. Everybody, whether you're conservative or liberal, you can all agree that Gary Cohen was a globalist. And that last point, they said in The Guardian, that last point, the globalism, was a point of contrast that reportedly became the sticking point. So let's play President Trump, what he had to say, video clip number 3.
Here to protect, and one of the reasons I was elected is I'm protecting our workers, I'm protecting our companies, and I'm not going to let that happen. So we're doing tariffs on steel. We cannot lose our steel industry. It's a fraction of what it once was, and we can't lose our aluminum industry, also a fraction of what it once was. And our country's doing well. The massive tax cuts and all of the deregulation has really kicked us into gear.
That was President Trump at a press conference with the Swedish Prime Minister yesterday. After this stuff came out and after the bankers and the central bankers and the Wall Street companies and the Goldman Sachs has all said, oh, this is horrible. We're going to do a sell-off. And then some people said, oh, no, no, Trump is just, he just had a tantrum. He's not really going to do those tariffs. It's just a, just an off-the-cuff remark. It's like, no, he came back yesterday and said, no, we're doing it. We're doing it. And as Zero Hedge points out, he said, we're doing steel tariffs. He said the U.S. has been taken advantage of on trade for many years. The EU has been particularly tough on U.S. and trade. He suggests the EU could make a deal that would obviate a tariff needed. He also says if the NAFTA deal is made, in other words, if we improve NAFTA so that it isn't this giant sucking sound, as Ross Perot pointed out, it's one of the reasons why Ross Perot got so many votes, because he was the only alternative to the Republicans and Democrats who were going to push through NAFTA. And it has been a giant sucking sound for the last 25 plus years. Let's see, it was 92, I guess they put it through, maybe 93, so about 25 years. Trump also said China sends us, the U.S., much more steel than people think. He says if you're behind other countries, the trade war is not going to be so bad. In other words, they're beating us, so let's take this stuff back. He says China transships steel to the U.S. through many other countries. You got that? Everybody said, well, China is just such a small percentage. No, it's much higher. They send it to another country. That country sends it on to us. And so I think it's very important. You got a lot of different arguments that people are making out there, but let me tell you something. He's doing this. He's doing this for the workers. Are you going to stand up for the workers or are you going to stand up for Wall Street? That's the bottom line. And so Gary Cohen is hitting the road. You know, the Democrats, interestingly enough, thought that tax cuts were a really, really bad idea. They always do. And you heard Chuck Schumer say Republicans are going to rue the day that they did tax cuts. Nancy Pelosi saying they're nothing but crumbs. Well, we've had a major tax restructuring. Cut internal taxes and then increase the taxes that are harming our industry. I think that's a great deal. I think that works for the American industry. But you got the GOP now thinking that defending American industry is a bad idea, just like the Democrats thought the tax cuts were a bad idea. I think the establishment Republicans and Democrats are a bad idea. All right, real quickly, before we take a break, I just want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have extended our Paul Revere specials for a second week. This is a group of specials that we are running to help fund this operation because, as we've been talking about for the last week, and as you've seen, 2 weeks in a row, we had CNN coming out trying to shut us down, trying to get us thrown off of YouTube, trying to get corporate boycotts of us, pushing for corporate boycotts of us. That's basically not the way we make our money. We make our money by the products that you buy directly from us. And we've got products at InfoWarsStore.com that are 30 to 80% off. Many of our most popular products, 50% off. We got survival food, 40% off. Some of our apparel, 80% off. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
We're going to continue in this segment and conclude with what is going on with tariffs. And then once we come back in the next segment, we're going to get to today's news. We're going to take a look at the Texas primary because that has national implications. And I'm going to tell you what's going on with that. We're talking about something right now that has international implications. And we get a lot of people who listen to this program on radio here locally and throughout the country. And we have people who listen to the program internationally. And these issues have international importance for everybody. And as I said, when we look at our coming national elections, I think the moves that President Trump has made with taxes and with trade are going to really strengthen him. And they will strengthen the Republicans who are wise enough to see what's going on. The Democrats as a group opposed tax cuts because they want to control your life. They want to take all your money and hand it back to you as children on an allowance. Now, the Republicans support open trade, but in practice, what that means is that you've got some globalist organization that is going to set the rules for trade, going to allow certain countries, certain industries, certain companies to survive and prosper. And others will be shut down by those unelected, unaccountable, supranational organizations. And many Republicans, as well as Democrats, support those organizations. And we have now just had one of them leave. Gary Cohen has left the Trump administration. Good riddance. But I think that standing with the American people and cutting taxes, even if the Democrats want to call them crumbs, they're not crumbs to us. They may be crumbs to Nancy Pelosi. Because she's able to do insider trading and everything else to feather her nest. But they're not crumbs to us. These are significant tax cuts. And I think defending American industry is a winning position, and the Republicans better wake up to it. The Democrats certainly have. Some of the Democrats who are facing re-election are saying, hey, and also the ones who are in even in red states. But you've got the Democrats who are in Ohio and West Virginia and Pennsylvania are all saying, I'm with President Trump on this. More so than the Republicans, interestingly enough. Because why? They've got a lot of workers in their state who used to have high-paying jobs. And now, if they've got any jobs at all, they're service industry jobs. And I remember this debate back in the 70s when I was just entering the workforce. And everybody was saying, we're going to get rid of these dirty industries. We don't want dirty industries. We want dirty energy. We don't want dirty manufacturing. Let's send it to the Chinese. Let's let their slaves work for us. It's like, well, let's put aside the moral implications of that right now. But let's look at how this has worked out for us for the last 40 years. They were even telling everybody, look, you want service jobs. You want nice, clean service jobs. You're gonna make more money doing this. And there were a lot of people at the time. You had people like Ross Perot, Pat Buchanan saying, we're going to get poor if all we do is each other's laundry. If we're not creating anything, that is the path to poverty. It is also the path to slavery because you're not going to be able to build weapons to defend yourself, for example. And we have seen that happen now, the industry of America being eviscerated in many of these Democrat states. And this is the opportunity for Trump to strengthen the Trump Democrats as well. So it's a very wise political move. I think it is a wise economic move. I think it puts America first. I think it's what he ran on, and I think it's absolutely right to do this. Now, They want to talk about a trade war. And as I pointed out, the trade war began when the European Union and the World Trade Organization started saying, nothing is taken off the table. We're going to come after America because they cut their taxes and that gives them an unfair advantage over us. So we're coming after America. So it was already on. And President Trump is saying now that the U.S. May have broader curbs on Chinese imports. President is now fighting trade offenses on multiple fronts, and China is in the target. One of the things that they're saying is they're going to take a look at a probe into China known as the Section 301 action, which would say that the Chinese are not going to be investing in American property if we can't do the same thing there. And that is a very defensive move, because the Chinese, as part of their offensive move, might dump T-bills and buy up American property.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In this hour, we're going to get into some other news. We're going to take a look at an update into the gun debates, because it is an ongoing issue. And as we started this, I want to talk about what the tactics of the left to shut down and censor any debate, because they don't want to have a debate. They're going to lose in a debate, because this debate is about your individual liberty, about your God-given right to protect yourself. They're going to lose in that debate. They don't want to defend students in school. They've got a gun confiscation agenda. And that's the bottom line here. That's why they don't want to have a debate. So to shut down this debate, they're going in and accusing anybody that pushes back against the children that they put up as surrogates in their gun confiscation debate. Anybody that criticizes anything these kids have to say. You're accused of bullying and harassment. And so they will bully and harass you. And we're talking about YouTube, specifically the purge at YouTube. But also the other social media, Facebook, Twitter, and others will do this. I just had Mike Adams in yesterday. He hosted the Alex Jones Show. They shut down his entire channel. They went back 6 years and they found a video where he had interviewed a guy who said nobody died at Sandy Hook. And Mike Adams said, I didn't believe that. I let him put up what he or talk about the things that he thought were suspicious about that. And of course, I've interviewed Wolfgang Halbig, who was a former highway patrol officer. He was also a school principal. He took those two careers, put them together, and became an investigator, a consultant on school security after Columbine. And he investigated every single school shooting until Sandy Hook and had no problems. But at Sandy Hook, he hit a brick wall. They wouldn't give him any information. As he tried to get information, and he was in Florida, and, as he tried to get information from the Connecticut government, they sent Florida Highway Patrol to his house to threaten him. And so then he really started digging, and he found a lot of very suspicious stuff, just like we saw in Las Vegas. Now, we haven't had any, we didn't have the gun owners and the NRA demonized after Vegas, because it was so obviously suspicious that everybody was saying, what is going on here? What is going on here in Vegas? But after this school shooting, they started again. And they put kids up front because they saw that after Sandy Hook, if somebody would put out the position that nobody died, they wouldn't debate that. They would just come after you and demonize you, say you're bullying, you're harassing, we're going to shut you down. And we've had that same thing happening now in the Texas Sutherland Springs shooting, the place where the church was shot up. And I got to say that, you know, I talked to Mark Collins, who was formerly a pastor at that church, knew the people there. Somebody that I know personally, somebody who plays, he looks exactly like George Washington. Same height. I mean, you do a split screen of his face. I mean, you can't tell where George Washington ends and Mark Collins begins. And exactly the same size. Absolutely amazing. So he's played George Washington in some films and documentary that we sold here at InfoWars, maybe still do, Revelation the movie. And as part of that, I got to meet Mark Collins. He is a libertarian. He is a solid Christian. He tells the truth. He knew these people. He was a pastor at that church that was shot up. And he knew the people in that tiny small town. He came on this show that Monday after the shooting. He was the first one to break the news anywhere in the country that a good guy with an AR-15 stopped the bad guy. And it's very important that we have that. But now we've got people who are down there harassing family who lost members. And saying, nobody died. And they came around. They were continually yelling and screaming and hollering, said, you're going to hang, saying that they were going to hang me from a tree and they were going to pee on me while I was hanging. And so these people got arrested because they were assaulting and threatening family members who had lost family in that shooting. And that was real, folks. That was real. We cannot get into the mindset that just because the government has lied to us about the Kennedy assassination, or about 9/11, or about Las Vegas, or whatever, that every single aspect of it is made up. They always like to mix the truth with lies. That's their most effective thing. And it was right after the Las Vegas shooting. I had a guest on this show, former CIA. Yeah, maybe he's not former. And he immediately came on and said, this whole thing is a hoax in Las Vegas. Nobody died there, and anything. I said, stop right there. Stop right there. You're not going to hang that on me. That is a tactic to shut us down, to go over the edge, to put out false information, hoping that we're going to bite on that so we can't talk about all the phony stuff that happened in Las Vegas. That would basically, if we jumped into that, if I took that bait and said nobody died in Las Vegas, then they get to say, well, then, you know, you're obviously deranged, conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat. Nothing you say is true. You can't comment on any of these false statements that are constantly changing by that corrupt sheriff's department. You can't comment on any of that. That's the tactic. That's why they do this. That's why they put these kids up there, because that's their other tactic now. You can't criticize kids. You'll be bullying and harassing them. That guy is never going to be on any program that I do as a guest again. I am not going to be used like that by CIA operatives. Never again. Never again. I understand whether you think I was born yesterday. You think I don't understand the tricks you guys play? That's why you have to be careful. They're always putting this stuff out. You want to call them Russian trolls or you want to call them CIA trolls? I don't really care. But they're always putting out fake information, hoping that you'll pick that up and pass that along to discredit yourself, to discredit a movement, to discredit an investigation into the lies of various events. So, you know, question is not whether people died, but who was doing the killing. Question is not whether people died, but the question is whether or not we can trust the government to protect us. Question is not whether people died, but whether or not we can turn over all of our weapons to governments who historically, when they get all the weapons, have been able to do democide, kill tens of millions of people. That's the real question. But let's talk about this bullying issue. We've now got kids who, if you remember, were bullied by CNN. Any kids who didn't trumpet and push the agenda that CNN was doing, they got bullied, and their parents got bullied by CNN, as CNN was lobbying YouTube to shut us down because we criticized or questioned what these kids were having to say, questioned what their shooting is, their solution is. And so I want to play for you a video of a Parkland survivor student, Kyle Cashview, who was criticizing David Hogg. He can do that. And he shouldn't be shut down for doing that. Nobody should be shut down for criticizing anybody. Let me tell you something. If David Hogg has sufficiently recovered from the ordeal that he can get involved in an international political dispute that he can dictate to us and to the president, which is what you're going to hear, what the solutions should be, then he is, he's fair game. He's fair game. He's not suffering from any grief. He's writing the limelight. He's hogging the limelight. And here's what a fellow student said about David Hogg.
I actually hung up on the White House the other day. They actually called me the day before the listening session and asked if we were going to come. And I said, I'm not coming because we expect President Trump to come to the CNN town hall. And I ended on this message with them. I said, President Trump, we don't need to listen to President Trump. President Trump needs to listen to the screams of the children and the screams of this nation.
What do you think about that?
Drunk with power.
You know, I'm really trying to control my anger at what he said.
This is a student, student.
The president calls you and it shows he wants to make a change. And you're talking about bipartisan change. And the one man who controls, who leads our nation, you know, comes to you and is like, look, well, let's do something. Let's make it happen. And you hang up the phone on him. That's so hypocritical. You know, David Hogg was like, we have to make a change. Let's make this happen. And then the White House calls you. And it was like, let's do it. I totally agree. Let's make the change. And then you hang up on him and then you brag about it on national television. It's extremely counterproductive.
Yeah, not just counterproductive. It shows what this is. And as I've pointed out before, you want a metaphor for this? Some people say, hey, they look like children of the corn. Now, the real metaphor for this is the Salem witch hunt. We had teenagers accusing adults of being witches. And everybody believed the teenagers. Can't question the teenagers. You don't want to bully or harass the teenagers. Well, good for that teenager for speaking up and pointing out the uncontrolled arrogance of David Hogg. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Part of the problem is the media for pushing gun control narratives, says a father of one of the students at Parkland, a student killed in the mass shooting. So his student died there, and he said, let's not focus on gun control. Let's focus on making the schools safer. This is on MSNBC. Chris Jensing said, you've said also gun control laws are not achievable right now. You've been advocating, correct me if I'm wrong, a school safety first program. What makes sense to you from where you sit? And he goes, well, part of the problem is the media. Like before you got on, you started talking about the AR bill. And he says, that takes away focus of what's important to me. And I think a majority of Americans, they want to know that their kids are safe. See, the kids are not going to be made safe by trying to take away guns from honest people, responsible people. You cannot wish the guns away into a cornfield. As I said before, this whole idea of never again is absolute nonsense. Even if we focus on school security, there will still be some shootings. Not as many, not as bad. You cannot have a perfectly safe world. You cannot, even with all your regulations of fire code, you cannot make the world fireproof. You can't make the world warproof either. We learned that after World War I, the war to end all wars. Everybody said, this was so horrible, so unnecessary, we'll never do this again. And then within, what was it, 20 years? We're at it again. Less than 20 years. So it's just human nature. You're not going to be able to make the world ever, never again. It's human nature. You just cannot stop murder. You just can't say, we're going to ban murder. No more murder, please. No, you know, murder's been against the law for a long time. So have a lot of other things. You can make it worse, as we've seen with alcohol prohibition and with drug prohibition. You can increase crime. You can increase addiction. You can increase the intensity of the drugs itself, whether it's alcohol or whether it's marijuana or whether it's other drugs. You can create brand new synthetic drugs like meth that we never had before. You can do all that with prohibition, but you can't stop recreational drug use. You never will. It's human nature. Certain percentage of the population is going to do that. And the best that you can hope is that they will become an example to other people. You can try to help them with treatment. You can try to give them spiritual counseling, try to fill the hole that's in their soul with something that's real. You can try to give them psychological counseling, medical attention, whatever. But you're not going to do it with law enforcement. We've had 50 years of that failed policy. We'll get to that in a moment here. But he went on to say, this father of a student who was killed said, so every time the media starts talking about gun control, it takes away from our objective of making our schools safe, which is achievable right now if we come together. If the media stops saying gun control, and instead of using the word gun control, put in there school safety. It'll be an easy task for us to get together and make that happen. Let me tell you how that's going to happen. It isn't, like I said, it's not going to be taking away guns from honest, responsible people. It's going to be applying the Second Amendment broadly. It's going to be giving us more of our God-given right to protect ourselves and protect others. I mean, one of the key things that you look at, besides the lies, besides the failures of Sheriff Benghazi there in Broward County, The guy who never did anything. After 45 calls, he and his deputies never did anything. They didn't want to report this guy because they had this Obama program, the Promise program, where they're going to pretend that they don't have any crime with young kids. They don't want to send them to prison for violence. No, they'll wait and send them to prison forever for drug offenses. Fill up our prisons. That's another effect of prohibition. Besides destroying our legal system, besides corrupting law enforcement, all of those things happen with prohibition. But they did not want, and you know, talk about corrupting the law enforcement. What is the focus of Sheriff Benghazi? Is it reporting crime, stopping violent crime? No. He's focused on the drug war. And the little Lamborghinis that he can confiscate from people and then put his logo all over and have his picture taken standing by it or writing in it. But when you have a problem, he's not going to be driving up there in his Lamborghini real quickly. It's going to take him a while. And then his deputies are going to stand down because they've got different policies. And when we look at all of this, regardless of why they stood down, just don't expect. We talked about how the Supreme Court has said now three times, twice in the 80s, once as recent as 2005, that the government has no responsibility to protect you. You cannot sue the police departments if they don't protect you. So you got people now who are suing the police department. We'll see how that happens. We'll see that how that happens. I can tell you based on three Supreme Court decisions that unfortunately they're not going to get any compensation from that police department. They're not even going to get that Lamborghini he confiscated probably without a trial or without even any charges, because that's the way civil asset forfeiture works under the drug war. They won't even be able to get that Lamborghini and sell it and get compensation for some of the families who had people die there. No, they're not going to do their job and you're not going to be able to sue them. And in any situation, we call people heroes who risk their life to save total strangers, and that's rightfully so. And even if we give these people uniforms and pay them a salary to do that, you still don't know what they're going to do when push comes to shove. That's why if we let good people who have been trained, who have been vetted very carefully by a lot of different people, let them have concealed carry so nobody knows who's carrying. You don't mark them with a uniform. And they're there at the scene. You don't have to wait 5 minutes for them to get there or 10 minutes or whatever for them to get there. And they're not going to stand down if they're being shot at or people that they know and care about are being shot at. That's the difference. That's the difference. So the application of the Second Amendment, the application of responsible people who are not guilty, the NRA members are not mass murderers. The NRA members did not carry out this shooting. That kid was not a member of the NRA. You go back and you look at these shootings, they're not members of the NRA. It was an NRA former instructor who stopped the shooter in the Texas church shooting at Sutherland Springs. So that's going to be the application. But we got Alec Baldwin out there saying it's time to rethink the Second Amendment. I think it's time for Alec Baldwin to rethink everything that Alec Baldwin says. So he puts a tweet out, and it came on the heels, and we played that clip for you the other day. From NRA TV, we had Dana Loesch saying, we've had enough of the lies, we had enough of the sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We're done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. And she said, so to every lying member of the media, to every Hollywood phony like you, Alec Baldwin, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and to undermine what our flag represents, you know, we've had enough. Your time is running out, she said. And so he comes back in response to that. And he says, she doesn't care how many dead bodies she has to step over in pursuit of taking back the truth. Uh-huh. The Second Amendment is not a moral credit card. Oh, he's right. It isn't a moral credit card. It is a restriction, as they point out in this Breitbart article. They point out there's nothing there about how many guns a citizen can purchase or what kind of guns a citizen can purchase. Because the purpose of the Second Amendment is to restrict the government, not individuals. So the Bill of Rights is not a Bill of Rights of the government. It's not a Bill of Rights of elitist Hollywood actors or politicians to do whatever they want, to surround themselves with armed bodyguards. No, it respects our God-given rights and says, government, you can't do anything about that. You're prohibited from that. And everybody, all the way up to President Trump, has taken an oath to obey that restriction. They better do it. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
You know, the treatment of Gary Oldman at the Oscars when he won for Best Actor, a very well-deserved Oscar, by the way, one of the best performances I've ever seen. Gary Oldman completely disappeared in that performance, and you saw Winston Churchill come out. It was a masterpiece. And it was also a film that didn't push some kind of political correctness, social justice warrior agenda. Very rare to see that anymore. It was an interesting historical film. Interesting historical film. Only film I saw last year that I liked. And I didn't go to very many films. I knew that I would like that one. I was disappointed in some that I did go to see. But I did like The Darkest Hour. Excellent, excellent film. And certainly deserved that. But, of course, especially when he complimented America, and I'll tell you what he had to say about that. He was met with absolute silence at the Oscars. But it's not just that. And it's not just, they said, well, he was accused of domestic violence years ago, so we're going to come after him now. Well, just purge him so that he can't work anywhere. You know, if you're conservative or anybody ever accused you of anything, then, you know, you're just a non-person anymore. You can't have a job. You can't be a public figure. Nothing. I don't know if he did it or not. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But nevertheless, it was a great performance, and that was what they were supposed to be there for. But now Hollywood is political, and it's not just that aspect of it, too. I think they were angry because it was a film about Winston Churchill. The first thing Barack Obama did was to send back the bust of Winston Churchill that was in the White House. Hated him. Hated him, he said, because of his colonial attitude. Well, that wasn't anything that was unique about Winston Churchill at the time. At the time, most people in Britain still had a empire attitude. And as this article here from Daily Caller points out, you know, you want to go back and judge people by the standards, contemporary standards. Then you're going to basically throwing away everybody. And that's what they want to do. They want to throw away all of Western civilization, because you can go back into anybody's private life, any historical figure, and you can find something about them that you don't like politically, something about them you don't like personally, and you can throw away everything they did. Here's the issue about Winston Churchill. He was a guy who was central to defending not only Britain, but the West against incredible tyranny. And he had the wisdom and the leadership to do it. He was the man of the hour. And that's what they can't stand. They don't like that. They've got to discredit that some way. And so they're going to go back, and it's easy enough to find that. He's a man. Every man has flaws. News flash. Every woman, too. When I say man, I mean mankind. Sorry, feminists. I mean mankind. You, man. whatever. We've seen how they're upset about that. Can't say that. So I guess, you know, in the future, anybody that ever used the word man or mankind, you can't have a statue of that person. They use the word mankind. Obviously sexist. The people who think about nothing but sex. Or obviously racist. The people who think about nothing but race. I think those are the people who are racist, who are sexist. But anyway, we have these evolving standards that we've got here. So he's not the hero of World War II, points out Daily Caller, but to the left, he's an evil bigot and a genocidal maniac. No, he saved the West. And at that central part there, which that movie was about, The Darkest Hour, as Germany was on the march, as they had initiated war against everybody, as they were doing horrific things to the people that were under their control already, against insurmountable odds, he succeeded. And he showed leadership, and he showed something else that was very rare. A spine. Can you imagine? We had leaders who had a spine. Leaders who had principles, even if you don't agree with all their principles. And they could stand up to tyranny. That is something to learn from. That is something to celebrate. And that's the other part of this. Just as we can go into everybody's life and we can nitpick and we can find this and that and that and that that we don't like, especially political figures, public figures, there are also things that we can learn from people. Learn from people. Because we're human too. And we also have our flaws. And maybe if we see some of the things that somebody like Winston Churchill did that was really exceptional, maybe we can learn from that aspect of his life and throw away the bones. Throw away the stuff that he did that was wrong. And we can learn from that. We can basically go back and look at the mistakes that he made in other areas and say, well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. But look at what he did here. That was truly outstanding. And that's a legitimate thing to do. But we have our own idols now. Just as we see with Elizabeth Warren. I think this is kind of an interesting story. The Massachusetts editorial board is now asking Elizabeth Warren to take a DNA test. You know, Pocahontas, or as I like to call her, Focahontas, who claimed that she was descended from Native Americans. She used that claim so that she could get a set aside at a university that she wouldn't get if she wasn't Native American, if she was just white. And so now the Berkshire Eagle editorial board has suggested that she take a DNA test. They said, you know, it's only $99. They said the same technology that can match a perpetrator to a crime with virtual 100% certainty could settle the question of your heritage for all time, Elizabeth. Pocahontas. So call up our senior senator, they said, to screw up her courage and to take a spit test. If she already has, but it's keeping the results under wraps, then we urge her to be forthcoming with them. She has nothing to lose but her Achilles heel. So sometimes it comes back to bite you. Sometimes it comes back to bite you. But, you know, before we go, just worth mentioning again, what Gary Oldman said in these Oscars that were not Oscars so white, but Oscars so political, Oscars so left, Oscars so, anti-American. Gary Oldman got up and he thanked America and he was met with dead silence, by the people there in that auditorium because they don't like America. And he said, I've lived in America for the longest time and I'm deeply grateful to her for the loves and the friendships I have made and the many wonderful gifts it's given me. He said, my home, my livelihood, my family, and now my Oscar. Silence. Silence. That's what these people think. And as Dennis Prager, who has been shut down on YouTube and is suing Google, said, the left is the most racist movement since the Nazis. And this is not a hyperbole, folks. This is actually true. And he asks, because of what happened, and I've been meaning to talk about this for a couple of days. As a matter of fact, since Friday, I've had this on my desk here. Chuck Schumer tried to stop a judge from getting seated in South Carolina saying he's white. I don't want a white judge. And so Dennis Prager said, would Chuck Schumer like to see fewer Jews in the judiciary so that the judiciary looked more like the American population? See, that's a real issue. We had Chuck Schumer voting against a South Carolina federal nominee because he's white. That's just amazing. Not because of his qualifications, but because of his race. Remember Martin Luther King said, we want people to be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Well, you know, what we see now right now is Jim Crow coming back. And when we see what's happening with Chuck Schumer and the Democrat Party, which is the party that gave us Jim Crow, all they have done is change the skin color of the group that they want to make the enemy, the group that they want to hate. See, Jews have always been very sensitive to this in the past because they were singled out in Germany. And so they didn't want to see this happen again. And so some of them had a lot of problems with white Democrats singling out black people under Jim Crow laws, and rightfully so. And now you've got people like Chuck Schumer singling out white people. You know, it's not okay to be white. You say that, you're accused of being a racist. You're kicked off a campus or whatever. It's not okay to be white. People who are white are demonized by Chuck Schumer. And as we look at this, we have to ask ourselves, how far down the road are we going to go? We look at South Africa, and people are justifying the murder of white farmers there, the confiscation of their land, and saying, well, we had apartheid, so now we're justified to do this. You have to ask yourself, does apartheid justify genocide? Is genocide our future if people like Chuck Schumer and the demagogue party that focuses on nothing but demographics pits one group against the other and all groups against one? What if they succeed? Is that going to be our future?
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The darkest hour, about the left's attitude towards Churchill, how people like Elizabeth Warren, who I guess we should call, maybe, you know, Pocahontas is a good name for her. That's one that Trump uses all the time. Pocahontas, many of us call her. Maybe we should just call her the trans Indian. She's a white, but she identifies as an Indian if she can get benefits at a college. If she can get a position as a college, she'll identify as an Indian. And of course, I read you that story where an editorial board is calling on her to take a DNA test. Hey, it's only $99, Elizabeth. You can do it. It's not that expensive. Maybe they'll even put the money. Maybe one of these candidates, like Shiva Ayyadurai, who is also running for the same office there, maybe he could take up a collection and they could give her a gift certificate for a DNA test. You know, put up or shut up. But the point being is that there are certain groups now in the Democrat Party that have special privileges, and others that have to be demonized. It's this kind of group mentality that has always been the hallmark of totalitarians, always the hallmark of the fascists or the communists, whoever, just the authoritarians, who pick out a particular group and they demonize them. And I thought it was kind of interesting. The last couple of days, we've had this story of a Holocaust survivor, Ava Kaur. And she's going to the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History in New Mexico to talk about the inhumane scientific experiments that were performed on her at the Auschwitz concentration camp as a 10-year-old. And then as she's traveling home, she encounters the TSA, an agency that reminds her of Nazi Germany. This is not an exaggeration, folks. This is the reality. When you no longer have any freedom or dignity, and this is something that has been a push by the establishment for a very long time. I remember when my wife was getting her degrees in education, and one of the things, one day she brought home a book, and it was called Beyond Freedom and Dignity, B.F. Skinner. You may be aware of that. And I said, it's about time somebody complained about our society. And this was back in the 70s. And she said, no. They're saying that we all need to be treated like animals and that there is no such thing as freedom or dignity. That we're merely animals. And then they're within their rights to try to control us with behavioral tactics, with behavioral psychology. And, of course, B.F. Skinner was a master at behavioral psychology. Came up with clicker training, which is one of the best ways to train your animal or any kind of animal. I mean, with clicker training, you've got animal trainers who have been able to get every kind of animal, fish, bird, you name it, not just dogs, even cats. They can train to do anything, if you're a good clicker trainer. And they do it with positive operant conditioning is what they call that. So you reward them if they do the right thing. As opposed to saying, no, bad dog, you shouldn't do that. No. You always do the right thing, and you give them cues with a clicker. So as soon as they do the right thing, you give them a click, and then you give them a treat. And then after a while, the click is all they're looking for because they start to communicate with you. Just want that approval. And we've seen how effective peer pressure can be in experiments that we've seen. You know, the Milgram experiments where they went through and they got people because authority told them to do so. They got people to shock others who were supposedly the test subject. Actually, they were testing the person who was administering the shock. They wanted to see if, just because authority figures told them to do it, if they would really give the person a shock. And they would. They would give them a shock all the way up to fatal levels. And they found, as they reproduced this experiment, well over 60% of the people in all countries would do this. It's not a cultural thing. It's an authority thing. We're wired to do what the authority figures tell us. We're wired not to question authority. And they push that very hard with the mainstream media. Anybody who questions authority, oh, you're the one who's bullying and harassing, not the authorities who are shutting down everybody. They're not the bullies. They're not the harassers. No, anybody who questions what the government tells you, you're a bully. You're bad. And so we've seen these types of behaviors that are done. And really, when you look at TSA, as I've said many times, I think it is simply positive operant conditioning. You know, they offer you a little bit of a stick, but it's really mainly, you let me humiliate you. You let me put my hands on you in any way that I wish. You let me put you through a radiation machine, and I'll reward you, let you fly. And Ava Kaur said, another very demeaning body search by the TSA. There has to be some way that at age 84, I can get some clearance by the powers of government, she put powers in uppercase, from this procedure. As I lecture about surviving Auschwitz, I barely survived the TSA body search. I detest it. They ruined my experience. And as she goes around lecturing, and they've done a documentary about her life called Ava, she said, I discovered the cure from victimhood. And she said, it's forgiveness. Forgiveness. She said, should I keep that to myself? She's only 4'9", and she has to use a walker. But she's a danger to the powers that be. They have to assert their authority over her. And, you know, Free Thought Project had a comment on it. It said, when she draws a parallel between Auschwitz and the TSA, Americans should listen to her, and they should remember history. They said, well, they point out many times, the TSA cares not about laying waste to your personal space or molesting anybody that comes in the way of their mission here, their path. They can do all these things because all of these things have been declared legal. All the pat-downs, all the groping, all the brutality, all the humiliation are carried out because they are legal. Everything that Germany did in the 1930s to people was also legal. And this is important to remember when we see people accepting all the increasing police state measures simply because they are legal. And I would point out, they do it because they have absolutely no interest in freedom or dignity. All the people today care about is the promise of safety. Not even safety, but the promise of safety. And they don't realize that as, and historically, as people give away their freedom, as they give away their liberty, their dignity, they don't get safety. They don't get comfort. They don't get wealth and prosperity because you become a slave to that extent. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never prosperous. And so why in the world would anybody that knows anything about human nature or anything about history, why would they go for that bargain? Trade in your liberty for the promise of security. The founders knew that. Franklin said that. He said, you give that away, you don't deserve liberty if you give it away for the promise of safety. And historically, we've found that people don't get it. And the reason that people do it is because they don't understand where this leads. So where does this lead when we see Chuck Schumer and the demagogue party coming out and saying that this guy is not qualified for federal judge because he's white, simply because he is white? The new Jim Crow party. They just have a different skin color that they're coming after. And it was South Carolina's black Republican senator who spoke up. He said, his name's Tim Scott, and he pushed back on Schumer. He said, perhaps the Senate Democrats should be more worried about a lack of diversity on their own staffs rather than attacking an extremely well-qualified judicial nominee from the great state of South Carolina. Because Schumer had said, no, we got to look for a judiciary that looks more like the America that it represents. And so as Dennis Prager said, well, then maybe we should have fewer Jewish lawyers out there because, you know, if we're going to start going down a percentage here, why, which group are you going to target next to take out? If you're going to start putting everybody in a pigeonhole because of their skin color or because of a particular group that they belong to, this is the tactic of dangerous tyrants. And it is the tactic. It is the key tactic of the Democrats. Lindsey Graham even pushed back on. Even Lindsey Graham understands this is not good. And Lindsey Graham comes out and says, I've known Chuck Schumer for years. He's not a racist, but this absolutely shameful reason to vote against a very qualified nominee. Which kind of reminds me of the speech in Shakespeare. Brutus is an honorable man. Lindsey Graham says, you know, Chuck Schumer, he's not racist. No, he actually is. You can say that as much as you want, but that is the essence of racism. And where does this lead? We see it right now. Guess who? The Marxists in South Africa. The Marxists. Vicious Marxism. The radical Marxist leader, Julius Malema, is saying, well, we're not calling for the slaughter of white people, at least for now. We're just going to steal their land. Uh-huh. And this is where these types of identity politics always lead. They lead to tyranny. They lead to genocide, and we're about to see that happen in South Africa. We got a lot of people signing a petition at the Trump White House asking for these white South Africans who are being targeted by these Marxists in Africa for genocide, asking if they can be allowed to come to the United States. What do you think? I'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
I want to finish up one more segment here on the racism of the demagogue party and the left. And then we're going to take your calls starting in the next segment. If you want to call in and join the program, that number is 888-201-2244. We want to talk about gun control. We want to talk about tariffs. We want to talk about what the Democrats are doing with their identity politics. It's destroying them at the polls. Because everybody is seeing through this. But as I was talking about the plight of white farmers in Marxist South Africa, because that's the relevance here, as we see the guy who is the Marxist leader say, we're not calling for the extermination of the whites, not yet. We're just going to take all their land. But that you wait, it's going to come. Just like we saw the guy who is mayor pro tem here in Austin at a gun control rally, and some guy showed up with a sign. Said, we're not going to let you ban the guns. And he said, we're not calling for the banning of guns just yet, but you keep that sign. And that's basically what this Marxist in South Africa, I don't care what color he is. Marxists have always had, you know, we've had Marxists who are white. We've had Stalin. We've had, and again, you know, Hitler used the same tactics. He called himself a socialist. But he appealed to nationalism. So he said, oh, well, he's totally different from Stalin. No, he wasn't. He was the same. And if you get off of this, one-dimensional left-right spectrum, and you start to look at a real political spectrum, you'll see that they both fall in the same area. It's a distinction without a difference. The national socialism of Hitler and the international communism of Stalin, distinction without a difference. Both of them were white. Then we had Mao, who's Asian. Then we have this guy, Malema, who is in South Africa, black. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether you're white, red, yellow, black, purple, whatever. Marxists are Marxists, and they always use these tactics. And you've got somebody like Chuckie Schumer, who is Jewish. He should know better than to play this game. It's a very dangerous game they're using right now. This is the tactic of the demagogue party. It's a demographic game that they use for political gain, but it is something that is a very dangerous game of racism. We're talking about the South African white farmers. But here in America, at San Diego State University, you got professors claiming that farmers' markets cultivate racism. Quote, the habits of white people are normalized. And they say that a farmer's market in an urban area is a weed-like white space. Can you believe that? And it is oppressing people of color. People of color. The geology professor, of course an expert, claims that 44% of San Diego's farmer markets cater to, quote, households from higher socioeconomic backgrounds. See, he sounds just like a Marxist. When they can, they use economic class warfare against people. That hasn't worked here in America. So Bill Ayers and these other Marxist totalitarians who want a revolution here in America, they decide, well, we got to play the race card. So Bill Ayers and his ilk created what they called white skin privilege back when he was running the Weather Underground. And when he was bombing buildings instead of destroying public education, instead of bombing the minds of our children, that's where he went. That's where basically Michelle Obama is going to, going with her mentors to take over education so they can create a policy of hate and division. They'll be very useful to them in their divide and conquer strategy. And so he says there's a correlation between the whiteness of farmers' markets because it displaces low-income residents and people of color. And that's really what they have done. If you look at the way this whole thing has moved over the years, we had the NAACP, and that was for advancement of colored people. You're not allowed to say that anymore. Then you had Martin Luther King talk about Negroes. But then when you had Cliven Bundy use that term, he was a racist. Then the Black Panthers said, people are black. Now you have to, then they went to African American, then people of color. And so we've gone full circle from colored people to people of color. But there's something about people of color which says everybody but white people. That is the new Jim Crow. And we can thank the Democrats and the colleges for that. When a college professor says, oh, it's not just those white farmers in South Africa. It's farmers' markets in America. That's where we're headed. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
YouTube is hiring for some positions, but they excluded white and Asian males, says the lawsuit. This was reported by the Wall Street Journal. And as I've been talking about the demagogue party and how they have used very successfully, well, not so successfully, they've lost 1,000 seats under Obama and Hillary Clinton because of their identity politics. Hopefully, they will lose more. This is not the ideal that Martin Luther King fought for. That people would be accepted for the content of their character or for the capabilities and not singled out by the color of their skin or even by their sex. But this is the policy of the Democrat Party and the policy of YouTube, which is telling everybody, I'm sorry, you're bullying and harassing people. Well, maybe they're bullying and harassing white and Asian males, according to this lawsuit. YouTube last year stopped hiring white and Asian males for technical positions. This came out March the 1st. That was last, Thursday, I think. But the lawsuit was filed by Arnie Wilberg, a white male who worked at Google for 9 years, including 4 years as a recruiter at YouTube. And he alleges that the division of Alphabet, Google, set quotas for hiring minorities. He said last spring, YouTube recruiters were allegedly instructed to cancel interviews with applicants who weren't female, black, or Hispanic, and to purge entirely the applications of people who didn't fit those categories, says the lawsuit. A Google spokeswoman, because they're not going to have any spokesmen, said that the company will vigorously defend itself in the lawsuit. We have a clear policy to hire candidates based on their merit, not their identity. Okay, well, we'll see about that. Would it surprise you if they did exclude certain people? All these people who come out and say, all they have to say whenever you get into a discussion with them, if you disagree with them, they say, you're sexist. You're racist, and all they ever see about anybody is their sex or their race. They can't see anything else about anyone. They can't think about anything. They can't discuss anything except, say, sex and race. And I would say that if that's what you're limited to, then you are the racist. You are the sexist. That's the reality of this. Let's go to our callers now. If you want to join the program, That number is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244 to join the program. Let's go to Kai in Portland. Go ahead, Kai. Hello.
Hello.
Kai. Hey. Go ahead, Kai.
Oh, David.
Hi.
I heard you mention the white farmers in South Africa. Can you hear me very well?
Yes, I hear you.
Standing outside. You can hear us?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, great. I heard you mention the white farmers in South Africa and the president of that country announcing that he's not for killing white farmers yet. And I thought that was interesting because him saying that he's not for killing white farmers would be...
That he's not doing what for white farmers? You said pursuing him?
To say that he's not for killing white farmers yet.
Oh, not for killing
would
them.
Be okay. Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, that's the Marxist president of South Africa that said that.
Yes, yes. And he is saying that he's not for killing these farmers, but at the same time, he's attempting to seize their land by force. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, if all of the white farmers in South Africa were to resist his attempts to seize their land, he would have no choice except to kill them and take their
land.
That's
right. That's right. And if you look at the violence that's been committed against white farmers there, it is incredibly high. They've put out reports talking about how it compares to the murder rate in other countries, or even the murder rate in general to South Africa. And it's many times higher than what you'll see at other places. So they have been targeted. They've been targeted for extinction. And as you point out, that word yet isn't much of a qualifier. But go ahead. What else did you have to say?
That was mostly it. I also just wanted to plug the Survival Shield X2. I've been taking that for about 6 months now. I bought it the first month that I started listening to InfoWars, and it's really changed my whole, like, perspective.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Like, hormonal imbalance and everything.
I'm glad to hear that. That's thank you for sharing that, because, you know, that's an important thing for people to think about. We sell products that are natural products, and they're there to enhance your body, to help it work, to like build your immune system, for example, or as you pointed out, to balance your hormones, or to help you to purge toxins out of the food and the environment, things that you're coming across. This is something in America, even though we have an obesity problem because we have a lot of sugar, a lot of processed wheat in our diet, we in many cases have a nutrition failure. And so it's just proactive things that people can do. And, of course, it is the way that we fund this operation. I really do appreciate you letting us know about that. And I'm glad that's working out for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Kai. Let's go to and you know, we're talking about farmers at the top of the hour. Many of our radio listeners didn't hear me talking about the fact that in San Diego we got Marxist college professors who are complaining about white farmer markets, saying that this is economic class warfare, typical Marxist rhetoric, but then also throwing in the racial aspect, as we've seen Bill Ayers and others do with their white skin privilege that they created back in the 60s with the Weather Underground. These are the people who are now have infiltrated and are controlling the education establishment, and that's, of course, where Michelle Obama wants to go work next. You know, Bill Ayers stopped bombing buildings, and he started destroying children's minds for his Marxist agenda. Let's go to Wayne in New Jersey. Go ahead, Wayne. Hello, Wayne. You there?
Yeah. Hey, David.
Hey. Thanks for calling.
Hey, just to let you know, I appreciate your show. I'm glad you're an engineer just like I am. So I wanted to
thank you. What kind of engineer are you?
I'm an electronic engineer.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah.
Doing it for years. So I wanted to talk about Google and AI and how all these oligarchies are created in news, and all these monopolies are created like Amazon and Google, and the whole YouTube that's been happening, that thing, it's crazy.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I got a stack of articles about that, you know. Google basically telling its drones to go ogle people, you know, a part of a surveillance thing. And you and I are both engineers. And so we're not afraid of technology. We don't think that technology is a bad thing, but we understand where this is leading. You understand it as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got this Google Home thing where you say, okay, Google, hey, Google, it does a bunch of stuff for you, right? I have these lights that I can say, okay, Google, and the lights will turn on automatically. All kind of great technology if it was used correctly. But I unplugged this Google Home on purpose, because you probably, as well as I do, know where this information is going.
That's right.
It records more than OK Google and a question.
That's right. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've talked many times about the NSA slides that were leaked as part of the Snowden documents. And it was only reported in Germany. Der Spiegel pointed it out. The American press pretty much ignored it, where they had three slides and they were talking about the iPhone. And they said, who would have thought in 1984, and they show the Super Bowl commercial, and the next slide is that this would become Big Brother, and it shows Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone. And then the third slide says, and that they would line up to pay for it themselves. And that's what I see. This is the Big Brother that you're paying for yourself, whether it is these devices. And of course, there was a funny video I saw with my family the other day. Guy has, I think it was, is either the Google device or the Amazon device. And he says, I want a dozen red roses. And he said, and then this is what I got. And he opened up the box and poured it out, and he got a dozen red noses, clown noses. So that's one aspect of it. When I look at this pre-crime stuff and the fact that the Pentagon is working with Google to identify people and saying, we're taking the humans out of the process because we're getting so much data we can't process through it with the humans. And that's one of the reasons why Bill Binney said that this is far more dangerous than the Stasi ever was. See, the Stasi had half of the population spying on the other half, but they couldn't process even then all of that information. But with the help of AI, they can process it. But how are they going to process it? Are they going to falsely identify you by your facial recognition? I mean, we looked at the facial recognition of the iPhone, and they said, well, it's only got, there's 1,000 other people that will look like you. And it's like, seriously? So maybe there's going to be 1,000 people who look like that terrorist that they want to kill on site. And then they download the authority to do that to these devices. That's what they're talking about in this contract. That's what I think about with Wayne. All right, we got to take a break. Thank you, Wayne, for calling. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking calls, and I really appreciate you holding. Elena in New York, you want to talk about a teacher's march. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm real happy to get through. I'm just absolutely miserable with being forced out. There's going to be a fire drill, and I have no choice but to participate in this march, this youth march that I really don't want to participate in. If it doesn't change the forcing issue via fire drill, I'm going to have to stay home that day.
Mm. So what march is this? Is happening in New York? Is this the March for Our Lives? Is being organized by Hollywood with these kids at the front?
Yeah, 17 minutes for 17 lives, of which I'm more than upset about the loss of life. I just am further upset because I'm being forced to have to, with a fire drill.
Yeah.
To participate.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sorry, now what about the fire drill? So there's a March for Our Lives, and we know about that. That's being funded by George Clooney and a lot of his multimillionaire Hollywood friends. And then they've got the kids at the front. You're saying it's 17 minutes for 17 lives, but it's not really about honoring these people as much as it is pushing their agenda, because they don't want to make the schools safer. But then you mentioned something about a fire alarm. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this is a public school. So it's on our school calendar, 17 minutes for 17 lives, March 14th. The principal is having a fire drill, which forces everybody out on this march, whether you approve of it or not. Pre-K, four-year-olds through eighth grade. So this is a public school that I'm being forced out on.
Well, that's one way to make sure that it looks like you got big turnout. That is to have a fire drill and force everybody outside the outside of the school. That's amazing. And that's in New York.
Yeah, West Harlem. New York, excuse me. So it's just more than upsetting. That's all I can say. I'm being forced against my will to participate in something that I don't support.
Of course. Because they won't allow you to stay in the building and not look as if you're part of that crowd because they've got a fire drill going on. So you must exit the building. So therefore, they'll take the picture. Here's a photo op. 17 minutes for 17 lives. And as I've played earlier in the program, we've got parents who have said, look, I want a parent of one of the kids who was killed, one of the 17 lives, said, I want to talk about school safety. Let's talk about school safety. You want to talk about your gun control agenda. Let's make it about school safety. Let's do that. We can get something done about that. You're not going to get your gun control agenda. They're just using that for a political purpose because of the 2018 elections. It isn't going to happen with Republicans in Congress. They're going to try to use that then to get Democrats in Congress. But they don't want to solve the problem. They don't want to go for a practical solution. They don't want to have the schools be any safer. But they're going to make you look like you're part of their March for Our Lives.
Yep, using children and forcing teachers against their will.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, thank you for letting us know that. That's the kind of tactic that I can't say we're surprised to see that happening. Thank you so much for holding. Elena, was there anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, Floor Life and Carnivore, they're absolutely fantastic.
Good, good.
Carnivore,
and, Great, great. Thank you. I'm glad you like the products and you find them useful. Thank you so much for supporting us. I really appreciate that. Let's talk to John in Toronto. John, you want to talk about the economy? You want to talk about the tariffs?
Yeah, actually, I'm here in Toronto, Canada, so we've mm-hmm. got a lot of problems. And to be honest, I was hoping, I know you were disagreeing there with Rand mm-hmm. about a trade war. And I was thinking about how I'm looking around here in Toronto, and there are homeless people everywhere. We are over, in the last 4 years, I've seen the homeless rates explode. I mean, it's not like California or anything, but it has just become such a wasteland of people's lives.
What do you think that's attributable to?
Well, it's the fact that the Canadian economy, for whatever reason, they don't want to move. We've been pushing that we have like 40 cents taxed on our gas. We don't participate in trade. We push everything aside. And, you know, Trudeau goes to China. They call him small potatoes to his face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like, he did a really, I thought Trudeau did a magnificent job of impersonating an Indian when he went to India. You know, he dressed up and everything. Aren't you proud of that?
He's been giving us a lot of trouble. And if anything, I'll thank him for showing us really what we don't want and who we don't want leading. Because he, in an obvious way, has made it so obvious that we as a citizenry have elected politicians who cannot, we've put our children in place of grown men and women who have, I mean, there's a long-serving politician, Kellyer, for years campaigning, telling us, let's get out of the central bank system. Let's turn back to the Bank of Canada. Let them print interest-free money. Nobody listened to this guy. 30 years. Now he's done. He won't go back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he's a darling of the globalists, Justin Trudeau is. And he can go out there, virtue signal about all the stuff, tell people, don't use the word mankind and everything. And then he can dress up in the costume, wherever he goes. It reminds me a great deal of Barack Obama, you know, who was bowing to everybody when he would go abroad and that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's reached kind of peak irrelevancy when we have people like that in power. And the real... The real issue here is for people to get focused on the economy. And that's what President Trump is trying to do. If we allow our industry to be eviscerated, as we have allowed over the last several decades, that's the problem that I see with the doctrinaire approach to open trade, is that, you know, if we're going to have some kind of a taxation system, and I agree that we ought to try to minimize the income taxes, but that was the basis when we did that. We had the European Union and the World Trade Organization say that everything now was on the table. They were going to go to a trade war with us on the basis of tax cuts here internally because they felt that gave them an unfair competitive advantage. I mean, you know, how do you feel about that? Do you feel that you have an unfair competitive advantage because we got lower tax rates?
It's globalist socialism. It's the same thing over and over. And,
that's right.
And hearing in Canada, like, we have been on the cusp. We love America. We look down and we say, wow, you know, what they're doing is great. But there's this fear that's looking over the shoulder at this global, says, well, look at all these people. They'll look at what they're calling for. Look at what they're doing. Should we join them? What do we do? And being on the line like that, we've become a juxtaposition to the United States. We're like you, but it's almost like we're a doppelganger country. We look down. We don't have inalienable rights. We have reasonable rights. We have rights.
Well, we have a great Bill of Rights and we have a great Declaration of Independence here in America, but we don't have a government that pays any attention to them, unfortunately. So it's on paper. You know, I mean, you've got communist countries. You've got China's got a great constitution in many respects, but they don't pay any attention to the laws there. So that's the problem. You know, you have to still pay attention to what's written down. But we do have some principles there, and it creates a big problem for American politicians because they swear allegiance to these principles. So it's important that we have that there because it creates not only a cognitive dissonance there, but it creates something of a legal liability for them when they do that. And it allows us then at the state level, if we get politicians at the state level that have guts to nullify that. So that's where we are. And I understand where you are in Canada as we look at the NAFTA agreement. But I think that the biggest danger to Canada would be if NAFTA were to continue in its current form, if it were to be allowed, as we've seen in the past, we've seen a lot of these globalists pushing an agenda to have a common border around Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And guess who would be running that organization? It'd be the globalist here in America. So it isn't a good solution for you if we don't get, if Americans don't get our sovereignty back. We have to get our sovereignty back. Hopefully that'll inspire people in Canada to do the same thing as it has inspired, I think, people in many parts of Europe to do the same thing. We have to take government back to a more local level.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking calls. Let's go straight to Jim in California. I want to try to get through as many callers as we can. Jim, Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I've always enjoy listening to you because you're the one person that my wife will listen to.
And then
well, just be quiet and listen because he's got something important to tell you. I know
well, thank you.
It's a little wild some days, but just listen.
Well, I have my opinions. You may not agree with all of them, but I'll let you know what they are.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Go ahead. You had a comment you wanted to make, or?
Yeah, the recently here in the last year in California, there one thing that there's been laws passed that do nothing but impact the poorest of the population, which is and especially the immigrant. It seems mm-hmm. like it is a it is nothing but a way to rip them off. There's been laws passed as regarding. The operation of commercial, what is a commercial piece of equipment? The mm-hmm. definition got changed as to, like, who's the motor carrier, in other words, who's responsible. And they changed the definition as well as decided that all those people who operated small vehicles, something that 10,000 pounds to 26,000 pounds, now requires an inspection that would fall under the largest of the trucks. Stuff over 26,000 pounds, which, by the way, in the state of California as well as federally, that's where commercial licenses start. Vehicles mm-hmm. operated that are more than 26,000 pounds, and there's a few other caveats besides that. Mm-hmm. So
they're going after the smaller people and really cracking down on them, which is what we've seen, really, even with independent taxi operators. Because we do have, you know, it's all taxi operators in general. They have a different set of regulations than, say, Uber or Lyft. Uber or Lyft can operate under the fantasy that they're not a taxi company, that they're just sharing information. So they don't have to have the inspections and the other things, the background checks that the taxi companies do. They don't have to pay for the medallions like that. So that's something that really bothers me is to see these two different levels of regulation. One set of very loose rules for the big guys and another set of regulations for the small guys. I mean, is that what you're talking about?
The insidious part.
Yeah.
Used to be that the small guy, you know, Jose the gardener and mm-hmm. his cousin Carlos, the tow truck driver who, you know, are little guys scratching out a living, mowing lawns and towing cars, or, you know, Joe the plumber. Who's got his plumbing truck and, you know, he's got to haul his stuff to the, you know, out to the job. They paid $35 a year for a permit that was basically proof of insurance. You have to keep your insurance or you lose your permit. So mm-hmm. really that's all it was. Well, that suddenly went up to $150 a year and it varies in there. And it's because you're now required to be in the inspection program. Okay. Well, being required to be in the inspection program, when you say, okay, well, what laws apply when you go out to inspect this guy? To say, because there's a bunch of laws apply when you get into those commercial vehicles, how much you look at them, how often, hours of service, drug and alcohol testing. There's a whole ton of stuff that applies to those people.
That's
well,
right.
Nothing. Literally nothing. As you go through the law, nothing applies. The only thing that applies, which is the same thing that applies to you driving your car or a moped, is if you're going to operate a vehicle on a public highway, it will be safe. Number mm-hmm. one, it will be safe. And you're going to mm-hmm. have insurance. Okay? Mm-hmm. So these people pay all this money for an inspection that is for nothing because no laws apply to that inspection other than the general law that already applied to them if you're going to operate the vehicle.
Yeah, you know, one of the best examples of this type of stuff, again, I talked about Uber and Lyft versus the established taxi companies. And before the taxi companies became established and before they got all these regulations and taxes put on them specifically that do not apply to Uber and Lyft, before that, you had in some big cities areas where the mainstream taxi companies would not go. They said it's too dangerous to go in these minority or black neighborhoods, so we're not going to go there. So what happened was you had some entrepreneurs who lived in those neighborhoods and said, we're going to set up the jitney taxi companies. And they were independent guys and they would just, you know, they would charge people and they would do their own taxi service. And they hammered them. And that's one of the reasons why the taxi industries, and you do have independent taxi drivers, but the taxi industry would come in and say, give us a lot of regulation, give us a lot of taxes because they wanted to drive out the jitney people. And now what they're seeing is that the same kind of government that can do that for their benefit is now benefiting a bigger corporation who is coming in. And then you're going to see the even bigger fish come in and swallow up Uber and Lyft. And you're going to have these mobility companies, which is what Ford and GM are now calling themselves. They're going to be the giant monopolist capitalists. And they're going to come in basically and swallow the next guys. I mean, it is always that type of thing. The overregulation, shutting out, using the government to shut out their competition and to punish them.
Well, you're right. And what's happening now is there's a Uber and Lyft is a thorn in the side of California, and they are writing the regulation right now and trying to figure out how do we go after them.
That's
they've
right.
Already, I don't know if you knew about this regulation. I remember you talking about regulation, and it helped me to understand it a little better. Was that for the big trucks, the big Class A stuff, you know, the 80,000 pound stuff. You know that in California you can own one and operate it that's older than a 2008, and come 2022 it's older than 2010.
Wow!
Unless you're under a special set of circumstances, which some of them are, you drive at a short mileage or you live at a certain altitude, or you know, in other words, you don't go very far from your base. And
I'll tell you what's happening, Jim, is they're going to make this so that nobody can afford to have a business. Nobody can own anything. They want you to be completely dependent on them and renting from them. And I mean, the next thing you start talking about the big trucks. I mean, look at what they're doing. I think what was it, Arizona, where they already have Uber running self-driving trucks as a proof of concept. And they've still got drivers in them for now, but they're going to be getting those drivers out before too much longer. And they're moving all the regulations aside for these self-driving cars, self-driving companies. They're putting them, giving them a pass after they've done everything they can to add a lot of cost to our cars. They are saying, well, we're going to let these people experiment on the roads without informing people. You're going to be part of that experiment.
Well, and what's coming down the road here is when you look at how this was done, it was literally done by a guy who did a study along the 710 freeway, which said that people who live along that freeway, who live along the east side of it, tend to have more incidents of cancer, and that's all because of the evil truckers who drive up and down the 710, and everybody completely forgot about the Standard Oil plant that's there, and everybody who knows it was near a oil
or the airport
to get cancer. The airport, and that's also down there.
Yeah.
And so they blamed it on the evil truckers. And what happened is when they took all the big trucking companies drive their trucks 5 to 8 years or about a half a million miles, and they sell them. Well, who buys them? It's all those little guys. Well, all those little guys now got all those trucks cut off. So they either went out of business, and I know this because I watched them go out of business.
That's sad.
The paperwork to take them out of business. Or they were offered jobs by big companies to go to work for them, and they'd give them a bonus if they bring all of their accounts with them. And so who won and who lost? Who won was the bank, who loaned money, big trucking companies, and who lost was all the little guys who moved, all the independent little guys who moved, things everywhere from furniture to lumber to everything you can imagine, because now suddenly you got to come up with a truck that is almost new. And what I thought was interesting was, what year did that happen in? Oh, 2008. What else happened in 2008? Oh, wait, we had a recession. Isn't that interesting? And suddenly the banks need money. Well, we'll loan you money to buy new trucks. You know, and trucking companies, trucking manufacturers are losing business because they are, you know, nobody can afford to buy them. Well, now you have to buy them. And the guy who did it said he was a PhD, and he wasn't. He was going to college to be a PhD.
Yeah, we even saw that. You talked about the bankers. We even saw that with the Consumer Financial Protection Board. What did they do? They were set up, and the end result of that was not so much consumer protection as it was driving the smaller independent banks out of business. See, it happens at every level. They use government to drive their competitors out of business. Thank you so much. Great call, Jim. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet, and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the alpha power and the pollen block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products, and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the silver bullet, colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. It's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an update for the viewers and listeners asking where I am during these huge political firestorms that are taking place and all the demonization of InfoWars. Well, I haven't taken off in about a year to take my family anywhere, so I'm enjoying some of the great freedoms of capitalism and all the incredible things it builds, like here in the mountains of Vail in Colorado. So we can come out here and snowboard and ski and watch the world championship snowboarders and also ride the tubes down the mountain. We're just having a great family time out here. And yes, we've had this frivolous lawsuit filed by Pepe the Frog creator. We've talked to our lawyers. They say 100% slap statutes are in. It's a fake lawsuit. You didn't even create the poster. We're a third party selling it. We can't believe that they're this reckless. It's like the EEOC false filings. Those are totally reckless. All of it's just completely insane and totally reckless. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been attacked for the term real news and have court cases against us. The people saying that's trademarked. It is amazing what's going on and what's unfolding. And we've gotten to the point with this Pepe the Frog situation and with all the other behavior that's going on where we're going to have to countersue very aggressively
and, of course, get attorney's fees and damages so that people know that, hey, we've been nice this long, but that has an end because the left everywhere is saying hashtag hunt Republicans. They are trying to shut down free speech. They are trying to shut down our channel. CNN is involved trying to get rid of our sponsors and have us banned off YouTube. So as you look out here, this amazing vista, and we see what we built in America. They have mountains like this in North Korea, but there's nothing there because the people can't build anything. Look at these cool snowplows coming by. Look at that great technology. They can't even produce cars in North Korea or Venezuela. And the people are starving to death. So this is real authoritarianism that's coming after us, and we're going to have to fight back because you've been standing behind us. We're going to be able to defeat it. But it shows you where the globalists want to take us. It shows you what they want to do to us if they're successful and how they have our children captive in the public schools, how Hollywood is trying to bully everybody into submission. But the good news is, whether it's the NFL or whether it's Hollywood or whether it's the Oscars or any of this, they're all in free fall because the people aren't under their cultural control anymore. And I, quite frankly, I'm honored in this culture war as a libertarian just trying to promote real open free societies that a criminal like George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, and CNN and Media Matters and MSNBC and all these other groups are piling on and finding useful idiots to help them attack me because we're fighting in the 21st century for the real restoration of this republic. And usually people have to fight and physically die to restore a country to freedom or to get freedom. And so I'm just having to be demonized and attacked and lied about and sued because they're trying to intimidate everybody else. This isn't about me. There's massive internet censorship expanding. Apple's allying with communist China. There's draconian attacks on free speech going on everywhere across the Western world. And so they think by picking me out, they can make you think, hey, if you're a populist, if you're a nationalist, if you're a conservative, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're a free market guy, you're going to be destroyed. The truth is, capitalism built all of the technology and all of the theme parks and all the malls and all the medicine and all the science and the literature and the art. Nothing comes out of these communist regimes but hell and oppression because it's oppressors that run it and control it. They're systems of conquest, not systems of liberation and freedom. And that's just a fact. And so history is on my side, and so we will win. But they have gone from a lawsuit a month to a lawsuit a week now because they're getting pissed because they're all getting thrown out of court. The Communist Party USA is suing me, saying I attacked some guy or had people attack him at the RNC, and no such thing as the truth. It's just crazy. Everybody knows I'm free speech. I don't agree with burning the flag, but you're right to do it. So I'm in good company in all this. People need to understand and need to know that family does come first at the end of the day. And I've been following some reports from the road here, but not as many, just because I'm confident we're going to win because you're strong and you understand these attacks on free speech are attacks on you. They're attacks on your speech to shut down these platforms. And then when they filed four strikes on us last week to shut our YouTube down, and YouTube didn't shut us down, except to say they were fake strikes, the Washington Post came out and said, along with BuzzFeed, that we made it up. You saw the thousands of channels deleted or blocked or frozen. You saw them freeze our channel. You saw us show you the strikes. But again, that's how dumb they think you are, like you have no memory. You've seen CNN going after our sponsors and CNN trying to get us banned and CNN trying to block the publishing of my book, The War for the Future, with Neil Strauss. I mean, this is, if I heard something about this in another country on NPR, about this much censorship against one person, I wouldn't believe it. But again, they attack and then make a joke out of their attacks on free speech that are the most epic and most draconian I've ever seen. I mean, this is concerted fraud. And so get ready for the offensive because our listeners have been supporting us. They've been spreading the word. We're getting record traffic at InfoWars.com. You've been buying the products. Got huge sales going right now. And I just hope all these lawsuits doesn't affect our expansion onto TV and so many other places where we're reaching so many people. And right now we're neck and neck, but the donations and people buying products are coming in just enough to pay for the $500,000 I'm about to have to spend. A lot of these lawyers are pro bono, but I got to pay for the lawsuits to be filed, the plane tickets, the hotels, the people that take the transcripts, the experts, all of it. So we're lining up five lawsuits right now, about $100,000 apiece, anti-slapbacks, all of it for everybody. And so that's it. And a lot of lawyers are in major law sites saying the same thing. They're going, God, these suits are fake.
There's anti-slap suit stuff, so these fake lawsuits, people pay for this, but they're being financed by big money. They don't even care. And that's the crazy part, is these are so reckless, it tells you the globalists are willing to do anything. Hell, they're on CNN saying they're going to kill the president. Anyway, check out that great snowplow. Isn't that awesome? But what you know is, they're fighting to keep you from visiting InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Everything wholesome, everything good, everything true, everything productive is under attack by the globalists. And the fact that I'm one of the people most attacked, but I still live in this great free country, and the memory of freedom we have is still holding them back. We're going to take that memory and plant that seed. And they thought they buried me, but they didn't know I was a seed. I forget who said that. They thought they buried me. They didn't know I was a seed. Thank you all. I'll be filing more live reports throughout the week and more tape reports. And I'll be back Saturday with the family back in the ATX. But thank you all. We're just all in this together. And I salute you and I thank you. And we'll defeat these people trying to destroy our free speech and trying to enslave our nation. God bless you all.
That was Alex Jones, and he was filing a report from Road on vacation, talking about the lawsuits. Many lawsuits have been filed against InfoWars. And, of course, this follows CNN pushing YouTube to shut us down as if YouTube needed any pushing, but basically trying to give them some justification, but bragging about doing that. And then a week later, CNN coming out and contacting sponsors and saying, do you realize that you're sponsoring on sponsoring InfoWars? Don't you think you ought to shut that down? And I was glad to see Breitbart join in on this. John Nolte says, CNN has turned to outright gangsterism in order to silence Alex Jones. And he points out, he says, look, I'm not any fan of Alex Jones or InfoWars for the record, but he is a fan of free speech because that's what this is really about. That's what the left needs to understand. You got all these media outlets like CNN and others who are pushing to have speech controlled. Well, that tells you something. Tells you that they don't think the government's going to control their speech. Or maybe the government is already controlling their speech. But here's what John Nolte had to say. He said to remove InfoWars and Alex Jones from the public square of YouTube, to destroy what it sees as a political foe and competition, really, CNN has turned to outright gangsterism. It is called the protection racket. And it begins with a gangster saying to the proprietor, hey, nice business you got there. Be a shame if anything happened to it. So this is an act of extortion, what CNN is doing to InfoWars. And John Nolte at Breitbart says, where the gangster promises not to destroy the proprietor's business if the proprietor agrees to do business in a way that benefits the gangster. This is exactly what CNN did to a number of business owners last week. What the gangsters at CNN want to silence is the political right, not just InfoWars. But he says to silence the political right, to chill our speech, to remove us from the debate and to end our influence. And he says, like many, I believe a private company should be allowed to run its business however it likes. Social media, however, is different. And this is the analogy that John Nolte at Breitbart makes. He said, imagine if 50 years ago, a private company purchased the U.S. mail and telephone company. And then now imagine they monitored and censored our communications based on their partisan speech codes. How is that any different from the corporate fascists in Silicon Valley and what they're doing right now? Great analogy. And as I've pointed out before, I have seen the press organizations in North Carolina team up to keep any independent candidates, any third parties, whether they are liberal or conservative, to keep them out of the debates. And then when you appeal to the First Amendment, they say, well, it's a private organization that's running these debates. We can't do anything about it. They know exactly what they're doing. And as Nolte points out at Breitbart, he said, today it's Alex Jones, tomorrow Breitbart. And you know what they're doing? They're censoring your ability to speak as well.